from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Always a fun time talking to our guy, Bruce Levine. He and David like to argue with each other, and we are delighted to welcome him on the Score Hotline. Bruce, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys. I guess on the north side, we can always say they love a Parades.
Oh, beautiful.
Especially if it's a championship one. That was an interesting deal yesterday. I'm sure we want to get to that. Where do you guys want to begin?
I'm curious, where does he hit in this lineup? Is he, I guess,
anywhere he wants.
Okay, Mike. But the last couple of games, he's been the cleanup hitter. I'm just curious, I get that answer, anywhere he wants, but just looking at this team, I mean, this is an accomplished hitter moving into the lineup that is a necessity.
It really is, and, you know, it shows you how worn out Jed Hoyer and the front office were just watching this offense trying to fire up. Now, to their credit, over the weekend here, they've shown a little fire and a little ability to score some runs, which is great. But the misfire of the offense and watching day in and day out the same offensive game from the Chicago Cubs was just too much. And the flexibility of who they could trade was difficult as well, because you have a left fielder that's a good ball player that other teams wanted in Ian Happ. You had a right fielder in Suzuki that other teams would certainly be interested in. But with the no trade clauses, the sensitivity and the reality of them not wanting to leave left you with few choices of how to improve this offense.
This was unexpected, Bruce. And even when we mentioned Morel as a trade possibility on Saturday morning, I don't think we expected him to be going before some other guys may have been going. So what happens now? There's a report that they're interested, or at least kicking the tires, on Blake Snell. The Tyone rumors are still out there. You mentioned the corner outfielders. You wonder about their flexibility in waiving those no-trade clauses. What about Cody Bellinger? Are the Cubs done yet?
They might be. They might be, just because of the lack of flexibility they have. You know, again, are other teams still interested in Jameson Taillon? Yes. Excuse me. They certainly are. But, you know, what exactly are you getting back for a guy that, if you look at his contract and you look at what he's been able to do, you know, $18 million for a number three pitcher in Major League Baseball, a good number three, that's a very low rate by today's standards. So a lot of people will be interested in that, including the Chicago Cubs, where you feel you have one area of strength, and that is your starting pitching, the way it's pitched this year. But at the same time, going down the road, you know, do you feel good every year with, you know, the injuries that occur to starting pitchers, and do you feel you have enough depth, right? This year, they felt they had a tremendous amount of depth in starting pitching, and they did, but you saw the attrition, you saw the breakdown of some of the young guys like Wicks and Brown, and how they had to deal with that, and the failure of Hendricks earlier in the year. You see that depth go away quickly, so I don't think trading him is automatic today. I think we'll know by 5 o'clock our time this afternoon if he takes the mound or not, whether he gets traded. I don't think I don't think he gets traded if he takes the mound today.
So it's fun to see the Cubs make some moves, do some things, improve their team. Wondering what's going on with the White Sox. And I mean, we've rattled off all the names. There's six or seven names of guys that various rumors surrounding. No deal's done yet. Did Crochet coming out and saying that he wanted the contract extension to keep pitching? I read that it limits some teams, but other teams still interested. What happens with him? There's apparently no interest in Robert. Are the Sox making any moves, and how many and how quickly?
Well, they'd love to make some moves. It takes two to tango. And with Crochet, I talked to a couple of baseball executives yesterday, and they said, hey, we were interested, but, you know, after those comments where he needs to control his own fate, you know, we're turned off. We've heard someone else has been turned off by the fact that this guy is going to dictate how he pitches and when he pitches, you know, and for a young pitcher to do it. And again, I don't blame Crochet for trying to protect himself after Tommy John surgery, after building himself up to being one of the top starting pitchers in baseball this year. I don't blame him for trying to protect himself from going back to somebody's bullpen and possibly being overused in that role and maybe not being the pitcher that he envisions himself being in the future, a starting pitcher and one of the best ones in baseball. So I don't blame him for that, but there were people out there that were turned off by it.
So you look at what happened with Christopher Morel being traded, Bruce, and I want to be clear. I like the deal. I think it takes advantage of an opportunity, and it does make the Cubs better now and later. But I do wonder this. Craig Counsell comes in, and the whole thing about player development, and you want to get excited about the way that players have been developed in Milwaukee, and that's going to happen here. Is Christopher Morel being traded an admission that that player development project failed? Because they moved him to third base, and then he didn't stop hitting, but it certainly went the wrong direction. Is that what this was as much as anything?
I think you're right. I do think it was admitting that as much as they tried to help him learn how to hit and use the opposite way, that this was them throwing their hands up saying, as much as we've tried, you know, 199 with a high strikeout ratio, even though his walks picked up this year earlier in the season, this is just too much. You know, I mean, we can't get across here. And again, everybody loved Christopher Morel because of the personality. But personality doesn't help you win games. Personality doesn't help you score runs. Personality doesn't make you make contact or pick up ground balls. To his credit, he improved quite a bit at third base. But I think it was a failure of the Cubs system last year as well to identify a role for him and try to find a position. It took Counsell coming in this year, talking to the front office, convincing him they have to put him at third base. It didn't. It really never, you know, sunk in that this guy was a full-time third baseman. In big games and in games where there were sinker ball pitchers, you saw Counsell having to start a different third baseman to make sure that they didn't lose the game defensively. So, this was throwing your hands up saying, you know what, he's got great talent, he's a great guy, we need somebody else at that position.
And from the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And that's, I mean, it's understandable. I'm just curious about counsel's role in all of this. Did he decide, well, the experiment at third isn't working very well? Or was he caught unaware in this trade? Because he did start the guy. There was that moment where they took him out of the game, which seemingly indicates he didn't know the trade is coming.
Well, again, you're right. If they knew the trade was coming, he wouldn't start the game. But that shows you how fluid the trade market is out there. That's how fluid the Cubs conversations have been with other teams out there. And it continues until tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Same thing for the White Sox. It's fluid. A lot of times you're waiting for other teams to find out they didn't get the trade they wanted somewhere else, and a deal gets made with that team. So that shows you the marketplace right now. But in the case of Morrell, you know, the failure, I think, if you're going to point to the Cub organization, the failure was in 2023, where he just was, you know, not put in a position at any time. Every time he was put there, if he made an error, they took him out and he didn't go back defensively. If you look at his last two Augusts and Septembers, the numbers really went down for Christopher Morrell. So I think he's somebody else's project now, and I think he's still capable of hitting 35 or 40 home runs in the big leagues. I just think that they made a good trade and that Paredes, although not Brooks Robinson at third base, will be an upgrade there defensively and offensively. He should really help the middle of that lineup.
Trade deadline coverage on The Score presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at t-mobile.com/switch. Bruce, Bob Nightingale reports that A.J. Pierzynski will emerge as a serious candidate to be the manager of the White Sox in 2025. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, you hate to talk about a guy being a manager of a team where you already have another manager, okay? Professionally, I don't think you'll get A.J.
Who,
or anyone
who
else.
Who would that be, by the way? Who are we talking about? Who's the Sox manager?
Oh, yeah, it's Pedro Gafal.
Oh, yeah. What's his record? Oh, never mind.
What's his record? He's in the second year of a three-year contract.
Yeah.
That's his record. He's making about $1.2 million a year. Professionally, you won't hear people talking about A.J. Pierzynski being a manager. Would he take the job of the Chicago White Sox as a manager? You know what? I don't know if he would or not. I think the smart money would be, hey, he's a former White Sox star, beloved by the fan base, a tough baseball guy. He will take it. But at the same time, his star continues to rise at Fox, right? That's a great job. You know, you work once a week for 2 days during the baseball season. You make good money. You get to talk about the game. You be honest about it. And you get to go home and do everything else, including play golf when you want to. I don't know if managing in the big leagues is something that he'll want to do. I would say that he would be a popular choice for the fans. I don't think there's any question about that. In a time when marketing the White Sox is difficult, I think it would make Brooks Boyer's job a lot easier. Okay. But I'm not sure if he's going to do that. Remember, one thing about AJ, he is an old school guy. Okay, he is going to get into people's faces. He's going to be honest with them. He's also as smart as anybody out there as far as the knowledge of the game. Dealing with players and watching guys hit relay men instead of throwing home to home plate, watching mental mistakes, I don't think he would accept that very easily. Maybe that's exactly what you say the White Sox need. I just don't know if he is the type of manager that can deal with players right now because of the fact that you have to be very careful about how you talk to and relate to players in this day and age to get the most out of them. It's just It's the way of the world. It's not old school baseball anymore.
I just the idea of him talking to Aloy about running to first base or running. That whole thing. A buddy of mine texted me over the weekend and just said, why can't they just DFA Aloy? I'm just tired of watching him not run.
I would say after the trading deadline, if they're not able to trade Aloy, I mean, that's not a crazy
that's
idea.
That's in play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just not a crazy idea because the player is not is not doing anything like you thought he would. You're not bringing him back and picking up his option. You give yourself a head start for someone else to be either DHing or playing a position. And you give Eloy a chance to go somewhere else and maybe do better because it's just not happening here.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Bruce.
Guys, have a great and busy baseball day.
Absolutely.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.